This is the Riverside Cyclones Locker Room Chat with Head Coach Bryce Payton here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Last week, Riverside had one of their best showings of the year, taking on Morehouse Academy and had a lead going into the fourth quarter before ultimately falling 24-21. So, Coach, another tough one for your guys. They did play well for the most part in that game, just couldn't pull it out. Just overall, what were your thoughts?
You know, I thought we played pretty well again. You know, we're sitting at 0-8 right now, and it would not be too far-fetched for us to be 4-4 up to this point, or you know, 3-5, with a couple swing games and a couple plays here and there. And I thought we played pretty well offensively and defensively. Just gave up a couple bigger plays and just couldn't make the one to seal the game.
And so has it just kind of been the same story then there on Friday night as it was all year, just too many young guys in spots and just not being used to seeing some of the things you're seeing and making mistakes that young guys do make?
Yeah, and, you know, we've having to kind of rely even more on some younger kids with some things going on, you know, injuries and tweaking, stuff like that. So getting banged up a little bit. But, you know, they're learning, and the things that we're doing wrong, the kids are being able to see it. And from the ones that have played all year long, you can see the growth and the things that we aren't having to repeat. So it's just a little bit different throwing freshmen out there against juniors and seniors.
I guess the bright spot is you will have one more chance to try to pick up a victory here in this 2021 season coming up on Friday as you'll travel to McLouth. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that matchup here on the Riverside Cyclones Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Riverside Cyclones Locker Room Chat. Still talking with Head Coach Bryce Payton. It's brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist Office. And, well, Coach, you'll wrap up the season coming up on Friday at McLouth, and what'll be a consolation game. And you head into this McLouth game, obviously, just looking for any type of positive to end this season. So how do you approach this game here on McLouth, that being the final one?
We're having fun this week and looking forward to the rest of the week and have some fun. And you know, our kids have been so great, you know, hanging in there with us and kind of understanding from top to bottom what we've kind of expected of them and done what we've asked to for the most part, or tried to, and just kind of fell short in a couple games, and that's kind of led us to this consolation game. But, you know, I think our older kids are having fun and going to take this one serious this week.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. With this being one of the final times we'll talk, probably the hero this season, I just want to get your thoughts on just this senior class. I know you've mentioned them a couple times throughout this year, just how pleased you've been with the positivity and just the leadership they have shown you. You look at a guy like Kobe Davis, you know, he's seen a lot of success a couple of years ago, and then he comes into this year, obviously things haven't gone the way he has wanted to, but just what are you going to remember about this senior class and the way they have stepped up and led this group so far?
You know, the last couple of weeks, we've been kind of talking about the legacy and what foundation they want to leave this program with. And you know, there's lots of things in life that we can't control. And our numbers this year, we can't control it. And I think our kids have figured that part out and started to help the younger kids even more. And I think they kind of understand, they're sad that this is it for them, but I'm proud that they're not quitting and, you know, quitting on us and being negative, because you know, they're a pretty good group, and you know, for some of them, you know, the older kids, the juniors and seniors, some of them guys are getting, you know, aren't getting the playing time that they maybe thought. So them being there, showing up every day, really helps us out. And, you know, just the consistency of those guys showing up day in and day out, working hard for me is telling to the kids.
Is this also something, though, you can tell some of those young guys, too, you know, that this you can look at a positive in a season like this, although it hasn't gone the way you want it, you can look at a positive and say, you know, this is going to set us up for potentially a couple years down the road with having all the young guys we had to throw out there as freshmen, possibly down the road, it could work out to be well?
Oh, for sure, you know. And you know, dropping down in class, you know, you don't know how that's gonna work, if it's gonna be better or worse, or you know, we got almost a totally different schedule next year, so that'll be good. You know, you aren't going to see the same 7 or 8 teams like we have the last couple of years, and we'll see some different faces. And stepping up on going up on Friday nights and them not having 60 kids on the other sideline, you know, I think that gets intimidating to an extent. And our kids, they know that if they just continue to push through and finish the season hard, and I think that'll propel us right into the summer.
Well, Coach, certainly thank you so much for all the positivity you had throughout this season and taking the time out and joining us each and every week. Really do appreciate it. Good luck here the rest of the way. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Bryce Payton, head coach of the Riverside Cyclones, joining us one final time here in our locker room chats this season. It's brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist Office on KNZA.